This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're back. It's a Monday. We've got a special guest with us here. I'm kidding. Daddy's back.
Daddy's back. Went on vacation with my sons in February, my daughters in March.
Where did you have more fun? Yeah, you can leave that off the record.
Exactly.
Well, what day are we talking about? Friday at
Friday,
Sneaky Pete's?
Friday, yes, yes. About Friday at 1 o'clock in New Orleans, yes.
Oh, man.
You had a lot of fun at Sneaky Pete's, didn't you, Mac? You made
a
friend and everything.
We all did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Made a friend, found out Joey Chestnut sucks.
Didn't find out any of that on the trip, but I did find out a lot of other things we'll get into as the morning rolls along here.
Yeah, you'll want to be paying attention in the 7 o'clock hour, fully dedicated to Bob, stadium stuff that gets ramped up. Because, guys, I hate to tell you this, Mac, I know you don't enjoy this as much as always everybody else. It's officially baseball season.
It is,
I love
brother.
Baseball. Hey, don't do that.
Yeah, it
don't
was the last Sunday don't without baseball yesterday. I almost watched Dodgers Angels at 5 o'clock yesterday, or 7 o'clock yesterday, because I was sicker than
A&Ls.
Yeah, the A&Ls, yes.
Stuff gets weird in Anaheim, dude.
It really, and Houston and Texas and all these
Astros.
Other places. Yes, yes, and the Titas, as they called them down in Texas. Didn't see many of those Ranger caps sported yesterday down in Surprise.
But, I think Friday, Bob and I had been into the sauce a little bit, and we wanted to change Rich of the Week to the Astros of the Week.
I'll tell you, they had these drinks there in Arizona. I don't know if they're here yet. You got to look at the stores, but the Sun Chasers, like iced.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Lightning in a can.
I'll tell you what, you don't even feel like you're drinking, brother.
No, you feel like you're chasing the sun.
Oh, man.
That's
it is wonderful. Even Jen's like, these are really good. I'm like, yeah, they're delightful.
Well,
let's go back.
And the good thing is, I think I noticed in your picture, because the luxuries of being at a baseball game, you don't get the normal can.
No, you get the big ones.
Yeah, you get like the Costco version.
Yes, tall boys. But that's the other thing, though. You can't find if you want a small beer now at a baseball game, forget about it. 48 ounces, drink the whole thing.
Everything's that way, from like corks to like those things, which those I think will probably be at the Royals games. I almost can guarantee
that.
Oh,
they better be at the Royals games.
They're all over Hy-Vee. I almost got a pack of them this weekend. I went with the Cutwaters, unfortunately, but I saw those because my buddy had talked about them. He's like, they're great.
They're unbelievable.
Like vodka tea. Yeah. Like, you'll love them.
And then you have a vodka tea, you have a vodka lemonade, and then you have a tea lemonade vodka combination too. And it
starts to shake on a Monday.
Yeah, like 6:03 on a Monday. Tap the vein, baby. Let's go with those things. But man, if they're out at the ballpark, I was also thinking, and I'm just going to say this on the the air. Uh-oh. The three of us, we should be going to a lot of Day Royals games this year and just enjoying the atmosphere and out there, because there's just something special about daytime baseball and how wonderful it is. And so we should be doing a lot of that this year. Get off the air, go out to a couple of day games on a Tuesday or a Thursday, whenever they're playing day games this year. And have a lot of fun with that.
They always play early day games in the early part of this, like not early day games, but they play normally like 3 o'clock games in the early part of the season. Because it's like Carrington's vacation season.
Yeah. 3 o'clock though, that start time does suck for opening day. Started at 1 o'clock. Let's get the party started.
Props to the folks of the Kansas City area. Opening day is officially sold out. Mm-hmm. So love to see that.
As it should be. You should have seen the crowds in Surprise, Arizona. Went to a couple of different stadiums, man. Surprise was packed for the Royals. You know, obviously being spring break, so there was a lot of people down there. But you look at these other ballparks, people are fired up for this Royals season, man. Like, this is the most fired up I think people have been since 2015. I mean, even coming off the 2015 season and winning that World Championship, 2016 didn't have that same excitement, I don't think, as, you know, going into 2015 and coming off the World Series loss, everybody with the expectation. But, I mean, people have got expectations for this team. The team has expectations for themselves. Like, they're ready to rock and roll, man. I think it's going to be, I can't wait for Thursday. I can't wait for opening day and get the season started and to see what they can do, because I think the American League, you and I were texting on Friday, who's the favorite in the American League?
Yankees? But they're all beat up.
But they're all beat up, right? Like, yeah. I mean, but besides, you know,
Cleveland, Detroit. It just so happens they're in the same division, of course, which sucks.
It sucks. Like, this division is loaded, but I don't think a lot of people believe in Cleveland right now. They kind of got weaker in the offseason. We'll see what happens when they show up on Thursday and whatnot, but I don't know that there's a clear favorite in the American League right now, which is awesome. The National League, obviously, you have the Dodgers and whatnot, but I don't think there's anybody in the American League you can clearly say is the clear favorite right now.
Yeah, I think this weekend was really special for spring training, because this is like the ramp up the week you were there. That's like every single lineup was like what it was basically going to be for opening day. Then obviously we'll get into the Vinny Pasquantino stuff, because hate to break it to you, but you can guarantee you this guy right here is going to tell you exactly what should happen, which probably won't happen because I sit on my ass and I talk all the time. I don't even actually do anything for baseball, but I do have some ideas of what they can do there. But it was, I think, fortunate for you to go down there with the family, because you got to see, like, you know, India, Bobby, Vinny, Sal, like that's the lineup you're going to see on opening day, because they got to get it crispy right before, because they're obviously already back. They'll have like the open practice on Wednesday.
They got two games in Texas today and tomorrow, and they flew right after the game on Saturday out there and took yesterday off, which thank goodness they need. 30 preseason games. My God, 162 regular season games. You're talking about 192 games and then the postseason starts.
They call it spring training. Thanks, Coach.
Exactly. That's coming in a second. But I mean, guys were playing five innings, you know, in the last week, and that's kind of what you want to do. Pitchers were going longer into the game, and so you could get to see a little bit of them and whatnot. But can I just say out loud, like, I think the man crush this year is going to be on Jonathan India. I mean, like, I'm close to buying an India jersey at this point, but I love what that guy brings. That was like a perfect trade for the Royals, man.
Worked out. You got to give to get a little.
Yeah.
You know, you got to give a little to get a little. So they gave away Brady Singer, brought in Jonathan India. Now you have a table setter,
and
that's what you needed.
You dealt from strength, too, which is shocking to say starting pitching was a strength for the Royals, but you had extra starting pitching that you could, you know, deal with. And Bubich did a nice job earning his spot in the rotation and whatnot.
Him Lorenzen.
And Lynch and Lorenzen as well. And Lynch battling for that spot. So there was competition in there. You're not going to miss Brady Singer on this team at all, but you're also going to realize how good Jonathan India is, because when he gets up, man, he gets on, and then Bobby drives him in. It's a 1-0 lead already. And so,
or
2-0 if he hits a home run, right? Like, it's crazy to see how much different this lineup's going to be with Jonathan India. And the other thing about India that's great too, he's bouncing all over the diamond, playing a little third, playing a little outfield, playing second. Like, that guy can play anywhere. That's going to go down, I think, as we sit right now, and obviously the season will tell, but I think that's going to be one of the biggest trades in baseball from this past offseason, where people look around, moves, I should say, not a lot of trades, but moves in this offseason. People are going to look around and go, damn, the Royals really did a nice thing with Jonathan India and getting him at top of the lineup.
To me, it gives me a lot of similarities, because they talked about how the 15 team got to spring training very early all together. Mm-hmm. This team did the exact same thing. We talked to Hosmer about it a couple weeks ago. And then you think about the 15 team, right? They gave up Manaea for Ben Zobrist.
Yeah.
This team gave up Brady Singer for Jonathan India, a guy who can bounce around the field and get on base and be a good stick in the lineup. So Yeah, that week that you went down there is the envious of spring training. Maybe we can get down there next year and do some shows. And
The Kennedys will have us. They're listeners to us who live down in Surprise. They're from here. Their son Tony is now playing for the Salina Indoor League team. Just graduated from Baker. The Chiefs need to sign him. He's an offensive tackle. He could fit in well. and so they're buying a house in Surprise, and they're like, "You guys want to do the show from the pool next year? Feel free to do so." And so I'm like, "All right, we'll be down there. See you, Steve and Cam."
Shirtless. Me in Arizona, not great, but let's do it.
It'd be caddy day at Bushwood, man. I just see Dusty and flippers and a snorkel with a mask walking around.
Oh, Dolly, am I hot today?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that got interesting over the weekend, which we had to wait until Saturday, or actually we had to wait until Sunday for the March action to really get March-ish.
Bucket to keep its season alive. Gillespie from the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it. Bang! Sweet 16!
So we waited Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we finally got some madness, because I'll be honest with you, it was pretty boring. It was pretty boring. It was a lot of, what do you say, chalk?
Yep.
Going into, I mean, we had the first game, Mac and I went to Jefferson's and hung out with Nick Price on Thursday and got to watch, you know, obviously Louisville lose their, lose their chance at, like, giving Mac a shot at going to the Sweet 16.
Dismantled by Creighton.
You had Louisville going all the way to the Sweet 16 this year?
Yeah, Creighton. I got caught up on the public. Home in the second round versus Auburn.
Here's what you missed. Yeah.
I've got Louisville beating Auburn in that second round in Lexington.
Okay, yeah. See, here's the thing. Don't get caught up in the crowd, man. You can't get caught. Oh, we all make stupid calls during March. It's great.
And then I said this. I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast. We were hot without you, dude.
We were nailed. I'm hot today, Dolly. Yeah.
Who makes it further, Missouri or Kansas? Zero. Yeah.
I was actually betting friends. I go, I bet you Kansas goes, they both lost on Thursday. Tournament's over. It's baseball season, because it's funny, man. We're sitting having dinner the other night, and my phone's just blowing up. Kansas fans complaining, Missouri fans complaining. Oh, yeah. And my one friend, Drew Kiter, texts me. He goes, when was the last time local schools, and I'll even throw Wichita into this, were eliminated this early in the tournament? I said, I don't know. When I get back on Monday, I'll figure it out. But who knows? I mean, like, when was the last time? It's noon on Thursday. Thursday and both local teams are done. There's like nothing to root for, right?
Crazy.
I mean, crazy stuff. Don't get caught up in the public when you're starting to bet. The public is never right. That's why they build casinos everywhere, right?
Should have faded.
And then the other action we got on Sunday, which was what I think is the man of the tournament so far, Walter Clayton Jr. Mm-hmm.
Same play.
Dribble handoff.
Yep, same play. And then the roll. Nice help by McNeely. Clayton!
Sushi for him.
Sushi with some caviar, some onions on the side.
Some onions.
70-64 Gators. Big buckets from Walter Clayton Jr. First team All-America coming through.
First team All-America.
For Florida.
Mm-hmm. Not first team All-American, but yeah, the onions is the, you can feel it in your plums.
Yeah, I love
Bill
it.
Rafter the with little the onions slide in call. There.
He does that all the time. It's the best.
Onions! So great.
It's so
great.
Good. But also, too, sushi, caviar, and onions, that does not sound like a good threesome I want to be a part of.
Pass.
Ugh, God. Onion on sushi?
Well, we do our threesomes tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow. I'm sorry. I thought it was already Tuesday.
No.
Got excited here for a second.
Yeah, no.
Week's off a little bit.
Vacation is over.
Yeah,
it's time exactly to get geared.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.